Grandpa Grumps was still rattling on about the fella in that mural when Lincoln took off, following the fading yellow footprints through the courtyard and out into the lane at its far end. He didn't even try explaining. There wasn't a moment to lose. Besides, he didn't have the faintest idea where he might be going, and he was sure his Nana and Grandpa would have said no if he'd asked their permission. He would have got clean away, too, except Zipper, ever alert to the patter of human feet, looked his way, and Jake, who happened to notice Zip's sudden interest, followed the dog's glance just in time to catch the astonishing sight of Lincoln galloping around the corner and out the far end of the courtyard. "Link!" he shouted. But just as he was about to dash into the lane after his brother, a horn blared and a big delivery truck rumbled in front of him. Startled, Jake recoiled a step or two, watching anxiously as it lumbered past. It juddered to a stop, its cargo door at the entrance to the courtyard. Jake darted through the narrow space between the truck and the brick wall, but by then Lincoln had disappeared. Running to the end of the lane, Jake looked desperately up and down Mill Street. No sign of Lincoln anywhere. "Link!" he shouted again, but he knew his brother didn't hear him and wouldn't have answered even if he could. "What happened?" Nana West panted when she caught up with him. "Where's Lincoln?" "Don't know. He just took off for no reason." "Right then," Grandpa Grumps said, joining them just in time to hear Jake's explanation. "You head that way, Jake," he pointed up the street. "Go around the block, then wait for us right here. Don't go anywhere else, and don't cross any streets, okay?" Jake nodded. "Bernice, you take the next block up. Circle around and meet us here." She nodded. "I'll have a look up on the E&N trail, see if he's there." Jake did as he was told, looking from left to right and into shop windows as he flew past. But a hopeless feeling weighed him down. "We're looking in all the wrong places," he figured. Why did Lincoln run off like that? Almost as if he'd been lured out of the courtyard by something or someone. What could have lured Lincoln? What might he find irresistible? Bubblegum ice cream, race cars, soccer balls, dogs, cats, ponies. The list went on and on. Video games, silly YouTube clips, macaroni and cheese, ghost stories. Jake stopped at that one. "Ghost stories," he repeated, as if saying the words out loud would make his guess more convincing, and it did. He rewound their day, remembering their trek up Maple Lane and on through Waterwheel Park. Nothing there. Lincoln was his usual oddball self, except he did seem to be acting a bit strange at the top of the hill when he got so mad that they couldn't have their ice cream cones right away. That wasn't normal, even for Link the Weirdo. Then came the big splat. Yeah, so he crybabied about losing his bubblegum scoop. Big deal. But there'd been that strange look right after, as if Lincoln had caught sight of something or someone headed down the road. He saw something weird. That's why he wanted to lead us on the mural walk, Jake guessed. Lincoln never wanted to lead the way, always refused. So why now, he puzzled. He was taking us on a ghost chase. He saw his ghost again and took off after it when we were looking at that Hermit's Trail mural. That's it, Jake figured. I know it.